Greetings. Welcome to the Papa Pank Podcast. I am Jaylene Clark Owens, and this is my friend and my co-host,
Justin Jane.
There's a lot of gray in the world. We think it needs a little more pank. A Papa Pank. We are Philly-based, multi-hyphenated, and award-winning actors taking on all things arts and culture in this joy-forward and ever-playful variety podcast. You are listening to our theme song composed by Jordan McCree, member of the band Il Dukes. We welcome you, our Pank Papas, both old and new. Please rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. We appreciate y'all. And with that, we're going to go ahead and get this thing started.
Hey, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jaylene. Happy birthday to you. Yay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to y'all. All the birthday things, as you can see. It is Jaylene's birthday today. Well, tomorrow. It's on March 16th, she's a Pisces. We are decked out in our most sparkle party gear. We are so, so happy to be celebrating Jaylene's 80th birthday. So I am so glad your birthday is falling upon a time when restrictions are easing and numbers are going down and social lives are starting to come back. Yes. How are you feeling for your birthday?
I am feeling good. I love that our Pank Papas are here. Janice says, great evening all. Mama yes. Pat says, hey, Pat.
Off to a great start. Hey, Pat. I know Jaylene's birthday has historically been a full-on weeks-long holiday, and I'm glad that everything's coming back and that we all get to be a part of it.
Yes. Yeah, so
What does Mama Pat say?
Mama Pat says, hey, Pank family.
Yes.
Paul says, happy birthday to you. And Mama Pat also says, happy birthday, Eve, Jaylene.
Yes.
So, and I thank you all.
Yes. In today's episode, we are celebrating all things J-Co. And of course, talking about what has us tickled Pank. There'll be trips down memory lane, gift giving, and it wouldn't be Jaylene's birthday without some dance. So there's going to be some surprises coming up for you.
Yes, I am excited. Thank you all. If you don't know, I love my birthday. It is like Christmas time, but just for me. And that might be a very only child thing to say, but I will accept that in this moment. I usually treat my birthday kind of like a week-long festival, okay? There are numerous events on numerous dates with various audiences that attend each event. And even in the pandemic, I feel like these past 2 years, I've managed to celebrate my birthday. Maybe I'll talk about that a little later. And I'll talk about what I plan to do this year a little later. But yeah, we are truly in a festive mood here at Papa Pank because last week was also a bit of a party. As we talked all things Mardi Gras and Carnival. So it was a really fun episode. If you missed it, be sure to catch the replay. It is just party time at Papa Pank.
You know, I think that's we're very close to just being party planners and party hosts. So we're here. If you want to hire us, we can get the dance floor going. We can get the people talking. We can get the drinks drinking. Mm-hmm. And but first, I want to know, Jaylene, can you show us these nails that I didn't see? I saw you two days ago, but I did not see these nails.
Because I did not have them on. You all have seen these before, but if you look closely, my nails are matching my background because that is what Stephanie Raquel does.
What?
She is okay. So good.
For our listeners at home, we've got a pink and white feather decorated nail. We've got a true teal nail. We've got a yellow background with like pink flower petals. And we've got a pinky and a thumb, pure pink nail. Papa nailed it.
You sure did. You sure did.
Who did these? Whose nails are these?
This is Stephanie Raquel. Oh, yeah. And do we have a banner for her? I don't know, because it's been a long time.
I am telling you, those are quite a sight to behold. They match your background, and I assume they're for your birthday.
I don't know. I probably wear different nails tomorrow.
Oh, so this is just for right now. This is just for party time.
This is just a pop a nail. And I'm going to pop them off and put on some different ones.
Pop them off on Papa Pank.
That's right.
I'm telling you, it wouldn't be a proper J. Cole birthday without a drink. Let's do this.
Get your glass so we can clank.
It's time for that Papa Drank.
Papa Drank.
Papa Drank.
Papa Drank.
Papa Drank. And cheers. And cheers. Arriba, abajo, a centro, a dentro. Jingle Macara, Mabuhai, Wello. And happy birthday.
Ooh,
okay, Jaylene, what are you drinking for your birthday tonight and why?
First of all, Mama Jane tells me happy birthday, so thank
you. Mama Jane.
Okay, what am I drinking? You know, I love all things tropical, as I said last episode. So this is, again, a different version of my rum punch. But this time it has mango, like a mango blend juice and passion fruit liqueur. And some Malibu black rum.
Yes. Mango to fill up your belly. What is that musical? Do you know what that's from? Breeze to fan your face.
Is this Once on This Island?
Yes. It is. I love that musical so much. And yes. Wait for the Wilma to do it someday.
Cheers to that.
Cheers
what
to
are
that.
You drinking?
Okay, in honor of you, birthday queen, I am also drinking a rum drink, and I never drink rum drinks, but I made this homemade culada because you love culadas. It's not really a culada, but can you tell the folks at home about, I just learned one of your best culada stories. You had the best culada, piña colada. No.
Yes, because I was like, culada? The culada is what you get at Dunkin' Donuts.
But I know. I'm just drinking Dunkin' Donuts. Tell the folks at home what you're doing, Roger. What musical is that from?
What? I didn't hear the clue.
Never mind. Just tell the folks at home about the piña colada.
I love a good piña colada. My father also really likes piña colada. Like, that's like his go-to when we go to restaurants. But I had an amazing one when I was in Puerto Vallarta in Mexico. Oh my gosh, it was so good, and it had like fresh coconut in it. It just tasted like heaven, and it was truly once in a lifetime, because literally it was so good, I ordered it again at the same restaurant right after I finished the first one, and it did not taste the same. It didn't even look the same. I was like, what happened? But I guess it was just for that one moment in time, but it was amazing. You.
I feel like that was my experience with like the first like Nutella I had. I love Nutella, but the first time I had Nutella, I was like, life has changed. Yeah. Okay, so my drink is a rum drink, and it's very, very bottom shelf. But I think it's that's the way I want to celebrate your birthday. I have a Malibu rum.
Ooh,
I have a little bit of orange vodka. Some grenadine and a cherry, and the rest is all Capri Sun.
Capri Sun for real?
Capri Sun, my daughter's Capri Sun. It's nice. Really good, y'all. Capri Sun needs to be more in more cocktails. This is gonna get me twisted. So rum usually gives me a headache in the mornings. So Cherry Orchard will just have to be a little bit hurdy orchard.
Oh, okay. Well, cheers to that. Which brings us to our next segment, Pank News.
Oh, that was a very good segue. So this brings us to Pank News. This is the segment where we talk about anything we're vibing on this week in arts and culture. This could be anything from a theater show we've seen to pop culture events and visual arts. So what are you talking about today, Jaylene?
Listen, I got to stay hydrated to report the news. So the news that I'm reporting in Pink News is that Abbott Elementary has been renewed for season 2 on ABC.
Yes.
I am so very happy about this. Quinta Brunson is the creator, writer, executive producer, and star of Abbott Elementary. And she's actually the first person that I highlighted in my Women Making History series that I'm having over on my Instagram page and on my TikTok. But Instagram is really where I'm like doing it all consistently and whatnot. So make sure you take a look over there. I'm at Jaylene Clark Owens. But yes, Abbott, it's not a surprise that Abbott Elementary got renewed because it's just such a great show and the ratings have been off the charts. It has been ABC's number one new comedy in 2 years in adults 18 through 49 and the season's number one comedy in adults. I think I just said that. Yes, it's the number one comedy for adults. And it's in a tie with CBS Ghosts. And its December premiere slash preview became the first ABC comedy debut to quadruple ratings after 35 days of multi-platform.
Wow.
It's the second episode surpassed the Modern Family series finale. Oh. So that's huge. And Quinta is from Philly. So
yeah.
I'm just so happy.
I have yet to catch an episode, so this is my push to go watch it. Are you watching it on Hulu or what?
Hulu.
So, yes, this is I'm taking this as my sign to watch it, you know, as a Philadelphian and as a person who teaches in schools and a lover of comedy. It seems like, come on.
Perfect.
And then we audition for the show, and then we become characters on the show.
Yes.
In season 3. We become, are there substitute teachers?
There are.
Okay. Maybe we can be one substitute teacher combined.
Right.
So for news for me, we've been talking a lot about prioritizing moments of self-care and joy these past couple weeks amid the chaos going in the world. So we're going to keep uplifting instances of that in the news. So in local news here in Philly, Philly Theater has been back and has been going really strong, y'all. Mm-hmm. A lot of audiences are coming back to the theater. We've been saying this for forever, but Choir Boy just closed. Jayco will talk about that later. Choir Boy was at Philadelphia Theater Company, right now running in Norristown at Theater Horizon is TJ Loves Sally. I'll talk about that later on. And then, of course, Backing Track is playing right now at the Arden. That's a show that I helped craft, written by a friend of the podcast, R. Eric Thomas, and starring a friend of the podcast, Bijan Noh. So there's a lot of love.
And
going
friend
on.
Of the podcast, Danielle Lene.
Right. Danielle was, and we haven't gotten Mel on the show yet.
I was just thinking that.
Melanie Finister.
I just thought about that as well. Mm-hmm.
Melanie Finister, y'all, if you don't know this actor, Philly actor, but she is a walking acting lesson wherever she goes, no matter what show. I just love her. So there's a lot of really beautiful theater that's going on right now in terms of like things everybody is watching. But I just watched Turning Red on Disney Plus. That's the new Pixar Disney movie. And it's a coming of age story about this young teenage girl. She's 13. And at the age of 13, she starts to turn into a red panda at random, which is like a family story. Now, the reason why I love it and why I want to uplift it on this show is that it does feature heavily an Asian Canadian Asian story. They're in Toronto, but the family is Chinese, and they are it's a mother and a father and their daughter, and the daughter has this friend group, and it's really, really sweet, y'all, and it's a really exciting peek into a family that might not be like your own, but really very much resonated for me. And I love Red Panda, so it's just it's kind of perfect. It's short, it's sweet. Go watch it. And then the last thing I want to uplift in the Pank news is Ross Beschler appearing on Blue Bloods, who is one of our company members at the Wilma Theater. It was just so nice to see Ross on TV.
I agree. I loved watching Ross on Blue Bloods. I was like, hey, I know him. Like, we roll around on the floor together on Monday. Look at him on the TV.
Sure do roll on the floor.
So, yes, seeing my peers on TV always makes me so tickled, which brings me to our next segment. Tickled Pank.
Oh, good one.
Now, Tickled Pank is where we usually talk about something that has recently been giving us joy and is a bit of a catch up for Justin and I. So, Justin, what has you tickled pank over there?
Well, I am tickled pink because of your birthday. So that aside, I went to New York last week and I saw the play On Sugarland by Alicia Harris. She wrote Is God Is that the Wilma produced. This was at New York Theater Workshop. And I saw it with the Hot House leadership team. So I'm part of the Hot House company, but then there's three of us every season that sort of lead the boat. And I'm one of those three alongside Brett Robinson and Lindsay Smiling this season. But I'm going to read the Sugarland synopsis because that alone paints it better than I could ever say it. Sugarland is on precarious soil. Three mobile homes lie in a southern cul-de-sac, replete with years and years of decorative folk art treasures and keepsakes. Young Sadie calls on generations of matriarchal ancestors to find the truth about her mother, while the denizens of Sugarland rise each day to holler for the dead, conscripted soldiers lost to a greedy war in a ritual reclamation of timeless grief.
Synopsis.
I am telling you, this was like the perfect modern Greek tragedy. But instead of it being modern and Greek, instead of it being a Greek story, it is an American Black story. And I love that all about it. It was just so beautifully written, amazingly acted. And I hope Philly does it, because Jaylene, there is a good role for you in there.
Oh, yeah.
You need to read this play, because there is a role that I was like, oh my gosh, Jaylene could kill it.
I really want to see it. Shout out to Hollis, who is a friend of the podcast, former guest, also part of Harlem KW Project, also my best friend since I was 4 years old. Her sister, Kai Heath, is in On Sugarland. So I'm just very proud of Kai. You know, it's like, hey, my little sister's in my show. And I really want to see it. I don't know if I'm going to make it because it closes
on Sunday. But I really think this play will have a life after this run. If not, again, in New York, then elsewhere. And hopefully in Philadelphia at some point. Because I'm telling you, I was seeing my friends up on stage going, I need my friends up on in there.
Yes. So if you can go see it, you can get to New York, please go see On Sugarland.
Yes. We also started Cherry Orchard rehearsals. This last week, I don't even know. It's a play we've been working on for 4 years now. So every time we jump in. But anyway, this is one of the most challenging roles I've ever done, Lopakhin. It's been a dream role since college. I will say there's just a lot of gravity in the room as we're working on it. The whole team is all Russian. We have a Russian director, Russian translator, designers, friends of the Wilma all in the room. And we're working on this Russian play. So reminding what is under the play, the stuff under the play. And every day we're confronted with what's happening in the world in a very immediate way. And so there's a lot of it's really rooted in something that has soul. And I hope audiences come and see that. And my last thing that tickled me pank was Jaylene and I. We had a celebrity sighting last week. Yes. Not that we saw celebrities, but we were the celebrities that got seen. We were out at Hot House and we were on a lunch break sitting at a picnic table in Fairmount in Philadelphia. And this woman pulls up in her car and she jumps out of her car and she starts hopping up and down. And we're all sitting there, a lot of Hot House company members. She goes, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you. She's freaking out. And she says, you know, all the shows that she's seen each of us in. She goes one at a time down the line. Mm-hmm. And she's just like, you all are changing the world. You're putting good in it. I can't believe I ran into you. You made my day. She stopped a passerby and be like, do you know who these people are? All of us are blushing. We're going, oh my gosh.
Yes.
This is probably what celebrities feel like. But that made me feel good for a little bit. And we've had instances of that in the Cherry Orchard in rehearsals as well. So
oh, nice.
It's really nice. Jaylene, what has had you tickled pank this past week?
Well, definitely that event. Shout out to Chrissy. That was her name. She was like, can I take a picture with you all? And so she wanted to take a picture of us. So she was getting ready to take the photo. And someone who was passing by was like, do you want me to take a picture of you with them? And she was like, ah! Like, literally she did that. Like, she squealed like that. It was like, oh, yes, yes. It was very sweet. It was very sweet. So that definitely had me tickle pink. Also, I was tickle pink from the show Choir Boy. You mentioned how Philly Theater is back and you mentioned Choir Boy. It was at the Philadelphia Theater Company. I wish I could tell you all to go see it, but it closed on Sunday. But it was fantastic. So friend of the podcast, Akeem Davis, two-time guest on this show, he was in it and I knew that he would be fantastic because he is always fantastic when he is on stage, and he definitely delivered in this role. But the cast, the boys playing the choir boys, it's five of them, the young men, excuse me, who played the boys, they were just... It's hard to make me speechless, but I was like, I had such a visceral reaction to that play. The vocals were astounding, the choreography, the character arcs, like it was so freaking good. If you can just look up the cast, follow them, because I'm like, I want to see more of them. Most of them, I believe, or if not all of them, came from New York. So I just got to keep my eye out for when
I am so heartbroken that I missed it. It was on my list and just life got in the way, but hopefully theaters and Philly Theater Company stream it. If you recorded it, stream it. I've been loving this kind of practice that people have been doing where they stream something and that they do a live show and then they stream it, but it's out in the world. It was fleeting, just like life. But I think it's time to jump right into the reason for this season and dive into our hot topic.
Hot topic. Now, hot topic is part of our show, is the part of our show where we highlight either myself or Justin as we bring to the episode something that we are passionate about in relation to the theme of the day.
Yes, and because it's Jaylene's birthday, I have a few gifts. So Jaylene, I gave you a gift. I want to see you open it. It's time to open your birthday gift like it is just a baby shower. You show it to everybody and talk about it.
Should I read the card or save
that? You could save the card. It's just okay. That's okay. So what did I get you?
I don't know.
She's opening the bag for our listeners at home. This beautiful pink ball.
Look how pretty that is.
Yes. So if I could, I would have made you some Filipino food, but I'm not good. Oh. Mama Jane is watching, so she could make you some Filipino food today. But there's a beautiful pink ball, and then there should be some like things to go with it.
I cannot wait to have my cereal in that bowl.
So there's so this is, Mom, don't be upset as you're listening to the episode.
Uh-oh.
There's a pan sit. There's an instant pan sit. This is what I could make you if I was really there, but at least you can get the flavors of it. But it's really good.
It's really good. Some noodles.
Pan sit is a Filipino noodle. It's like signature. It's the Filipino version of like a lo mein, I guess you could say. But there's instant ones. And then, okay, here's the deal. Filipinos don't use chopsticks, but I put some chopsticks in there and a chopstick holder.
Oh.
So, and there should be another gift at the bottom.
Oh. Okay, wait.
You just put it on top. You just rest them on top. And then I got you.
I rest it on top of this?
Yeah. Yep. And then there should be another gift for you in there. It's something I thought you would really like.
Justin. What is this, Justin?
Oh, it's just a rat skull.
Justin.
It's a rat skull.
Justin. What is what? Why?
Why? I was hoping it would scare you a little bit more. But now you're a little rat skull.
This is what he does to me.
Look at
the teeth.
I know. It's just ready.
That is awful. And the mouth moves.
At any rate, my mom wanted to remind you, pancit noodles are for a long life. They have to be homemade, though. But still, noodles for long life. You eat them on your birthday. Have a noodle tomorrow. Eat a noodle.
Yes, I will do that tomorrow.
Okay, so what I wanted to do for Jaylene's birthday is share a couple of stories and take a trip down memory lane and talk a little bit about what makes Jaylene so special. So, Jaylene, are you ready? I have a few stories for you. These are also kinds of gifts. So I want to talk about the first time I knew you were a fellow mischief maker, because Jaylene does like to get up to no good sometimes. And I'm going to try to figure out how to tell the story in the best way possible. We're in rehearsals for An Octoroon at the Wilma Theater. It is 2016. And we are having these step rehearsals with a choreographer. And the choreographer is also figuring out how to do step routines. Mind you, Jaylene was in a step crew when she was younger, but was never asked about her expertise about it. So we're sort of being taught step via a YouTube video. And then there was a day that charts came into the picture. We all had to make charts of like the steps and then what they did.
Like a multiplication table.
Yeah. So at the end of the whole session, Jaylene turns around her chart and she made a multiplication table out of it. All of us are sitting there writing down swizzle stick and in the drive-through and make your mama proud. Like, these are the names that was being given to these steps that already had names that existed before. And there she was, up to no good, writing her multiplication tables.
I can neither confirm nor deny this story.
Okay. But I do think that was a moment I was like, ah, I see you. I see you over there. Mm-hmm. That was also around the start of a Minnie and Dido relationship. That the blossoming love and friendship between Jaylene Clark Owens and Tayshia Marie Canales.
Taylene Canowens, also known as.
I didn't know that was your name, Taylene Canowens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And Alina John was also in that mix with us, but yes, we were having some good old times in there.
Good times.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for my next story?
Yeah, I hope so.
So this is also a memory of being up to no good with Jaylene. Let me take a sip of this. Oh, wait. Speaking of Minnie, I have another gift for you.
Hi. Y'all lying.
Surprise, Jaylene. I surprised you with another gift. Okay,
and you
y'all.
Know what's
we
funny
have
is because of how the screen looks on my computer, I could not see that y'all were backstage.
That's so good.
I literally it blocks it on my computer. That's awesome.
They just popped in. Oh my gosh. So everybody, I just surprised Jaylee with another gift. Yay. Please welcome to our stage the famous James Imes and the famous Tayshia Marie Canales. I'm typing your name. That's why I messed up. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Look at my friend.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So, James, Tayshia, I was just sharing stories with Jaylene about her birthday. But before we get into your stories about Jaylene, how you all doing? We haven't seen you in a minute. Tayshia, can we start with you? Because you've had a whirlwind couple.
I can't believe you're on this video right here. Right now. I cannot believe that.
As much as you can update our listeners and us, what has happened in the last 48 hours, 72 hours?
Sure. Yeah. So this weekend, I went to Puerto Rico with my brother and sisters to celebrate my sister's birthday. So our first like siblings trip, which was great, but our flights out of San Juan got canceled, and we had to stay overnight in the airport. Yeah, JetBlue was not helpful at all. There were no hotel vacancies because of spring break, and we had to fly. The earliest flight was to Connecticut, and it left San Juan at 8 p.m. the next day. So, and it was a 3-hour drive from Connecticut to Long Island, which is where my sister lives. So, yeah.
Which is why I'm so surprised to see Krista. That's how you know she loves me.
It was crazy. It was crazy. But, you know, I mean, to be stranded in San Juan, is there any better place? So that's what happened.
That is wild. Well, I'm glad that you're home and you're here and you had a good time.
Thanks for having me.
How's it been going with you? What have you been up to?
Things are good. Running the theater. We got a show in rehearsal. Very, very excited for that. I've been popping in a little bit and, you know, not to blow Justin's head up a whole lot, but he's very good at this. You're going to want to see it. And I was in a TV writer's room for 8 weeks. First time dipping my toe into that. So I learned a lot. The room is done, yeah.
And you've signed NDA, so you can't say a single thing about it.
I can't say anything about it.
But did you sign a friend DA?
We'll talk later.
That's very exciting. Tayshia, what have you been up to besides your San Juan trip?
Teaching at UArts. I'm teaching a freshman acting studio, which has been really a really good experience. Yeah. And I just booked this short film called Tonight We Eat Flowers. And yeah. And we start shooting in April. So very excited to be in front of the camera again.
That's so very fast. Cool. The film world happens so fast. Hello. I thought theater world was short, but film is are you free next week? We shoot a pilot.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm so glad that you both are here. Let's toast Jaylene for her birthday. Cheers, clang, 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 clang. We love you.
Clang.
I love you. Party up in here. Okay, Tayshia, do you have a story or a memory about Jaylene you want to share with our listeners?
Sure. This is a fairly recent one, but in December, Jaylene was over at my house, right? And December. So it was Christmas time. And she and Akeem and I were trying to look to see what was on TV. There was some basketball happening. But then we saw that, we saw The Grinch, which is Akeem's favorite movie. We watched it at least 5 times a year.
The Grinch.
But we also saw Dreamgirls was on. And not only was it Dreamgirls, it was the director's edition. And when Jaylene saw that, she hopped right out of her seat.
Yeah.
She said, what? There's a director's? What is the director's? Took her phone out, Googled director's edition to figure out what the difference was. Ordered it on Amazon. DVD. You ordered the DVD on Amazon.
I did.
And then we put it on to watch it a little bit. And she said, y'all should change it. Y'all should really take this off right now. And proceeded to sing every song and proceeded to quote all the things. But The Grinch was also on as well. So on commercial breaks, we're switching back and forth. And you got Akeem quoting The Grinch. So right. So that's...
And James and Joel were texting us because they were watching.
We were watching it too.
That was an extended version as well, actually. That had deleted scenes going on.
That's it.
And so that same night, we ordered from Hook and Reel, which is a spot in South Philly. If y'all don't know about it, it just opened up April last year. Uh-huh. But they have these seafood boils that are just delicious.
Yeah.
So Jaylene came over to the house and was like, have you heard of this place, The Hook and the Reel? We're like, girl, we done had it already 4 times this month. Well, let's go. And so Jaylene had put us onto the house blend season.
That's right.
It was really good. And then towards the end, we're all finishing up, and she realized that she had a few extra pieces of sausage and shrimp left in her bag. And she had the biggest smile on her face. Like, I never seen Jaylene this ecstatic about something before. And I have a little, if you can see it, a picture of extra pieces in the bag.
It's amazing.
Such a beautiful smile. Just amazing. That was that same night.
Oh my gosh.
I was so happy. Because when you think it's gone, when you think your food is finished and done, something that you enjoy, and then you scoop the bag open and see more food. Oh,
she was beaming. It was incredible. It was a great night.
Oh my God. So Jaylene, next time we order food for you, we got to hide some from you and then put it in your bag. And say, we love you. Happy birthday.
Good plan to me.
I love that story. I don't know, Tayshia and James, if you know this, but I desperately want to direct Jaylene and a one-person Dream Girls.
That like, should happen.
Because she knows every single word.
That should happen.
I do too. If we bonded over this.
No.
Hey, everybody. Sorry I'm late for rehearsal, but I'm feeling much better now. I love that.
Okay. We get a two-person. Then it's two-person Dream Girls.
No. It needs to be Jaylene, and then I'll do the sound design.
You're the understudy.
Yes, that. I'll take it.
Okay, yes. James. What is your story about Jaylene that you want to share? Your memory.
Okay. I have two things. One is Jaylene's birthday and my wedding anniversary are the same day. Yeah. We share that in common. So I always remember her birthday, and she always remembers my anniversary. Yeah. And she danced a lot at my, like when we got our pictures from the wedding, I was like, half of this is Jaylene. Yeah. But I was remember. Like, I love it.
I remember at your wedding, she was like, this is my birthday party.
Yes. I think there was even like a little, like a happy birthday moment. It was like so wonderful. Oh, and I was so honored God. That you spent that day, your special day with us. So I appreciate that. I want to talk about when we were doing an Octoroon, which all of us were in.
Yeah.
And there was this moment in the process, and this is back before the Wilma had Good Karma. It was the OG lobby where they would like store stuff out there.
You're going to tell the same story.
Remember where this is going.
I think you're going to tell the same story I just told, but I want you to keep going.
So we were often sent into this lobby to work with our choreographer on this step routine.
Yep.
And I was like, and I think Jaylene, you had done Miss Martha by this time. I knew who you were. We were friends at this point.
Yes.
But like, this was the first time I was like, oh wow, she is not interested at all. I felt like I got to know you so intimately while we were working through that. Yes.
Jaylene, that moment solidified friendships.
Clearly.
I told the same exact story just now. Oh, and how Jaylene, we were given those charts to write down all of the like peppermint stick and in the drive through, and she turns hers over and it's a multiplication table. She was not writing. She didn't write a single move down. She didn't take any notes. She just secretly was making a multiplication table from the chart she was given.
I don't know what y'all are talking about.
Oh my God.
I don't know at all.
I'll just be like washing dishes some days and I think about that and it's just like, yes. Because it was so elaborate and so like, and then it ended up being like 2 seconds of the whole show and we spent so much time.
Yep.
Correct.
But I always think of that and you and Lavender Sequins dancing at my wedding.
Oh, That is so sweet. The image of Jaylene as Diana Ross also sticks in my mind. Jaylene in Lavender Sequins, but also Jaylene as Diana Ross. I can't wait for that bio, for you to write that biopic, James, and Jaylene just stars as Diana Ross in the Diana Ross play. Well, James and Tayshia, can you stick around to play some games with us?
Yeah.
Sure.
So, Jaylene, I'm so happy that we made your birthday into a birthday party.
Oh my
God. But before we get to the party part, let's do our Pank forecast. So, Pank forecast is the what are we saying? This is where we check in about anything that we're excited that's upcoming. So, Jaylene, what are you looking forward to coming up?
I'm looking forward to my open mic at the Wilma Theater featuring Lindo. Yes, it will be on Monday, April 25th at 7 p.m. in the Wilma lobby. So it is back to being in person, and I'm very excited. You can find out more information at wilmatheater.org/open-mic.
Yes. What else? Anything else?
Well, I mean, Fairview is coming up at the Wilma Theater, May 31st through June 8th. No, is that correct? I think it is through June 18th. You can find out more information at wilmatheater.org/event/Fairview. And Justin is doing Corey Movement. Are we calling it Corey
Movement? We'll call it Movement.
Movement. And James Imes is directing. So
yes.
I'm excited.
Okay. Here's what I'm looking forward to. Of course, the Cherry Orchard at the Wilma, April 12th through May 1st, wilmatheater.org. We'll talk about that at our next episode. But the thing that I really am looking forward to this week that I hope I get to see is TJ Loves Sally by James Imes. This is at Theater Horizon. It closes this Sunday on March 20th, theaterhorizon.org. James, I was going to read a blurb, but can you just tell us about the play in your own words?
So I took the sort of historical figures of Thomas Jefferson and Sally Hemings and sort of put their power dynamic on a college campus. It's a dean and a student. And it's sort of a way of exploring our America's sort of collective experience and inheritance of like racism and sexual violence. So it's funny that I think there's a marching band in it. I think I wrote that.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. I definitely wrote that.
So excited. And you have a stellar cast with definite friends of the podcast up in there. Noelle Dyne Johnson. And I'm so, so excited to see it this week, I hope. So anyway, let's continue on with some of our games. Jaylene, we're going to warm you up because it's your birthday. Okay, this is rapid fire questions is our first game here. So 10 questions, just the first thing that comes to your mind. Okay, Jaylene, are you ready?
Yes.
Favorite birthday food?
Cake.
Massage or facial?
Oh, massage.
Your favorite age?
I'm gonna say 17 only because that's when I met Lawrence.
Oh, okay. Any birthday memory?
Birthday memory. Okay. The first thing that comes to mind is when I went to eat at this Indian restaurant in Harlem, and I literally had about 19 people at this birthday.
Wow.
The whole restaurant. Aww. It was friends from different walks of life, from childhood, from Ithaca, from my poetry circle, and it was a blizzard that year.
Wow.
Blizzard. Like, it was like, how is everyone getting home tonight? It was bad, but 19 people came out and showed up for me.
That's beautiful.
What about then a memorable birthday gift?
Memorable birthday gift. Oh my gosh. I have no clue. I cannot remember right now. So I'm going to say this was my memorable
birthday. Yay. And the rat's head. personal resolution for your year?
Ooh, personal resolution for my year is to just, you know, achieve my goals of expanding my acting career. Okay, that's my goal.
Yes.
Okay, just a few more. Enchiladas or quinoa?
I hate enchiladas.
She always brings enchilada quinoa to Hot House.
It's an enchilada quinoa recipe. It's very good, actually. It's not actually an enchilada. It's quinoa, but has enchilada sauce. Anyway.
Okay, birthday parties or wedding receptions?
Oh. I'm going to go wedding reception because there's food at wedding reception.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Something or someone as old as you?
Something as old as me. I don't know. Well, I'm older than Facebook.
I'll accept that answer. I'll accept that answer. Okay. Something pink that you want for your birthday.
Something pink that I want for my birthday is a pink cupcake. I'm always thinking of food. It's really ridiculous.
I know. We've seen you light up in a picture that you found secret food in your bag. Okay. Well, I want to thank you both so much for joining us on this episode. We will do a freestyle here in a second. But before we do, our next episode, to our listeners out there, please tune in. It is Friday, April 1st at 9 p.m. That is our two-year anniversary.
2 years. Wow.
2 years. That's going to be episode 55, I think.
Yeah. Man,
55 wow. episodes later. Okay.
That's crazy.
So tune in, everybody. Friday, April 1st, 9 p.m. Before you go, Tayshia and James, we are going to subject you to the pank freestyle. I know you just got off a plane. You just got off of an 8-week writing room. We're all fried.
So, and if Akeem Davis want to jump in, okay, because I heard his voice, okay.
Mm-hmm. Birthday wish. I heard a birthday wish.
Yeah,
Akeem could do mine.
Birthday wish. All right. Really, give me mine, and then I'm going to give Tayshia or Akeem and or Akeem theirs.
Ooh, I'm going to give you just party.
Okay, party. It's time to party, time to get down. Jaylene is a queen. This is a crown. We've got our friends gathered. We're ready to play. Let's all cheer for her and say happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Well, thank you. Okay, Tayshia, you ready?
No.
Okay, yours is cake.
Okay. Cake, eat that birthday cake. I went out to the store, got some birthday cake. Cake. Gonna eat some cake. Can't think of a word that rhymes with cake.
Yes. Oh, that Tayshia, that might be my favorite freestyle we've had in 55 episodes.
Come on, E.E. Cummings.
I want to share a story. I was doing this pig iron fundraiser in New York City in Dumbo at this like massive place. And we had done a rap. It was like a comedy rap. And I forgot all the words of my verse. So the whole time I'm going, ha, 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 ha.
That's great. Acceptable.
And everybody's looking at me like, are you serious? And I'm like, yep, that's all that's coming out. Okay, Tayshia, give James his freestyle.
Okay. Birthday related candles.
Oh.
I light a candle for you to show the world I care for you. Mm. Candles light the way. Mm. Jalene, you make my day.
Oh.
I hope that you thrive in this new year God has given.
Yes.
I know you're going to blow up and be bigger than Robin Givens.
That was good. That was so good.
Awesome.
Oh. All right. James, can you give Jalene's to take us on home?
Oh, okay.
Oh, God.
Celebration.
Celebration. Man, oh, man. I am so happy for this here birthday celebration. Celebrating with my good friends and my Pink Papa Nation. Tomorrow is my birthday. I couldn't ask for anything more. I got friends. I got love. I got the Pink Papas. And I'm a B34.
Yes! Ooh, that was so good.
That was good.
Well, James, Tayshia, thank you so much for surprising our loved one here. We want to say happy birthday, Jalene. Thank you. We will have you back on the show sometime soon. But Tayshia and James, we're going to say goodbye to you while we close out the episode.
Bye.
Bye, friends. Okay.
Oh, that birthday. Justin is a little trickster there. He surprised
me. Mischief. All right, let's close out this episode. So we don't need a proverb. No proverb for this time. Okay. So let's head on out the door. Jalene, tell us about these donations.
Donations. If you want to make a little gift to Papa Pank, you can feel free to donate to us. We are on Cash App at Papa Pank and at PayPal at paypal.me/PapaPank. Or if you don't have any of those things, you can just email us at papapank@gmail.com. And we'll make a way, because your donations truly, truly, truly help us. Just $43 takes care of a month's worth of our expenses. StreamYard and Buzzsprout, and these are the things that allow us to have our podcast and allow us to be here in these comfy pink digs that you see around us. So anything that you can share, if you're willing to give, willing and able, we would appreciate it. Yeah. What else we got, Justin?
So our credits, so we just have some Papa Pank thanks. First of all, we want to thank James Hines and Tayshia Marie Canales for stopping in and surprising you on your birthday party here. We also want to thank Jordan McCree, who wrote our music, Tracy A. Cassius, our studio editor. We can't thank you enough, Tracy. All of our past guests and you, our listeners, our followers, our Pank Papas, thank you. For anybody who's tuning in with us right now, please plug us on social media, subscribe to us on YouTube, Facebook, and Insta. Yeah.
Yeah. We love you all. We love you so much. Thank you for all the birthday wishes. And with that, we're going to get on out of here.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Oogie. Bye.
Bye.